Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, interesting guest. John Carter is on the line with me, president of Nationwide Financial Distributors. The website is nationwide.com/healthcare because we're going to be talking about Medicaid planning today. John, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, David. I'm glad to be here.
Listen, thanks for making time. I know you're very busy. President of anything has a lot of responsibility, let alone Nationwide, who's on your side, Nationwide Financial Distributors. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into this very, very important topic of Medicaid planning.
Great. Well, at Nationwide, we help advisors all over the country help their clients prepare for and live in retirement. And why I'm on today is we recently did a survey with over 500 advisors, and some of the findings were very interesting and in some ways startling to us. For example, over half of the advisors that we surveyed, David, said that they have clients that have inquired about Medicaid planning or purposely giving away their assets to their heirs in order to qualify for the program and avoid paying their own long-term care expenses. And these just show that it reveals that Americans are so concerned about paying for health care costs in retirement, some may be considering some very drastic measures.
And I'll even take that a step further, willing to, work around the rules. Is that a fair way to say it?
Well, I think it's when you look from state to state, Medicaid is governed on a state-to-state basis.
Right.
And what we're talking about, I mean, Medicaid is a wonderful program for people that need it. And it started in 1965 to help support people that couldn't support themselves or didn't have the means
it's a safety net.
To support themselves. It never was intended for people that had assets and could take care of their health care expenses and long-term care expenses themselves. And again, one of the things that we find at Nationwide Financial is that advisors across the country, and you know this, David, have told us that one of the number one concerns that retirees have is maintaining control in retirement. And this really gives up control in so many ways that we think it's just a drastic measure that needs to be looked at very, very carefully before any action.
Amen. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at some of the. I sent out a couple of books to you, John, and in my book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, I've got a whole chapter on long-term care, and I very quickly tell people, look, you know, if you've got assets, you know, if you have assets, then you have some options on getting insurance, or you can do some innovative financial products that have long-term care features built in that will provide for the care or help pay for it. But don't ask me to make you look broke when you're not.
Yeah, well,
because Medicaid's just not. I mean, you know, I'm in Florida, as you know, John, and there's just no way that Medicaid. Or at least, you know, in Florida, as it's administered here, there's no way the program could remain solvent to pay for every single retiree in Florida's long-term care.
Well, and David, you know this because you incorporate health care planning and long-term planning in your retirement planning. But you have to prove that you're impoverished at the time of the claim. And your assets in most states need to be less than $2,000. So you need to get rid of all assets less than $2,000. There's a five-year look back.
You're exactly right.
On assets to qualify. So the very thing you may be thinking about doing could make you ineligible for the benefit you're trying to achieve. And then your options for care may be limited. And it kind of gets back to what we found at Nationwide Finance and working with advisors like yourself and across the country is that they're telling us that their clients want to maintain control in retirement, want to stay in their home as long as possible. And by making this decision or considering it, you may give up where you're going to live. You won't get a private room. In many states, the Medicaid programs don't pay for in-health, in-home services that keep you in your home longer. And what I think is kind of a sense of urgency around this, David, is that in 2014, there are more individuals in low-income families that will be eligible for Medicaid. So I can't imagine that the services that you get today will be any better or extensive, probably will be even more restrictive. And so these clients that have assets really need to look at what challenges may be as they move into retirement.
Well, you're exactly right, John. And there's lots of choices and things they can do. And I work with people, as you have already guessed, a lot with planning for this. And there are solutions, but we've got to work on them and look at them, incorporate them in part of an overall plan, and do it while they're healthy. Don't wait till later.
And do it when you're younger, too.
Amen. Yeah.
The survey also showed us, David, that less than 20% of baby boomers have done any type of long-term care planning. And to me, that was a wake-up call. I mean, I'm 50 years old, and we need to start thinking about this because the accountability of our out-of-pocket health care expenses and long-term care are going to be more and more up to us as individuals going forward.
Baby boomers don't want to talk about, John, because that means that they're old.
No, they don't. I know. But well, I mean, my parents lived to their late 80s, yeah. and I'm probably going to live a lot longer than that, so I better get some planning done.
All right. Well, let's take a short break, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is John Carter. He's president of Nationwide Financial Distributors, Inc., and it's nationwide.com/healthcare. Short break. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. I told you that'd be a short break. John Carter is on the line with us, president of Nationwide Financial Distributors. Website's nationwide.com/healthcare. John, you know, I think the thing that people need to understand is that you, when you look at Medicaid planning, you know, sometimes the cure is worse than the disease, that how far they have to go to put them in a position of qualifying. Maybe a couple of suggestions for people who say, okay, well, I'm in this situation. What do I do? I know I may need it. What are my options if I don't go down that route?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that's bringing this to the forefront right now. It really relates to a new dimension in retirement planning. Corporate retiree benefits are shrinking. People are living longer. As we all know, cost of chronic care is rising, and families are moving apart, so there's a reduction really of the availability of home care. So this is something that it's a big concern to most Americans. What we've done at Nationwide Financial is we've launched a personal health care assessment tool, and it's a powerful tool that allows advisors to go in and profile and work with their clients to come up with what is it an estimate of your out-of-pocket health care expenses in retirement. And we've also gone as far to have a long-term care component so you can look at what are your expected long-term care expenses in retirement. And as you had mentioned earlier before the break, there are solutions that can help you maintain control of your retirement plan and plan for some of your out-of-pocket health care and long-term care expenses in retirement.
And I think that's the key, of course, and if anybody that's listened to this program, John, knows that I constantly preach about the importance of whether it's me or finding another qualified advisor, that they work with somebody to get some guidance. Because, you know, the financial products can be a little complicated if somebody's not used to dealing with them. And there are some very fine products available from companies like Nationwide and others that can work very well, but you need somebody to guide you because, you know, it is, for a lot of people, a foreign language. You know, it's a language I call Finglish that needs to be translated to English. But there are solutions. And I think that people sometimes just kind of throw their hands up in the air and say, well, I'll take my chances. Or, you know, or the other one, which I usually hear from men, is that that's not happening to me. I'll take myself out before I go into a facility. But you know what? The reality is they may not be, even if they would do that, they might not have the mental capacity to actually follow through.
Well, it's something that I think it's maybe how the conversation starts as well. If I were to mention long-term care, people instantly can't see themselves in a retirement institution or facility. But the reality is those of us that reach age 65, close to 70% of us are going to need some sort of assisted care. But if I were to say to you, let's talk about maximizing ways to have longer term or more time in your home. You know, that's something that I think people can get their head around and start thinking about versus just, you know, this long-term care start with a nursing home conversation. And the personal health care assessment and long-term care assessment tool can help you and your advisors do just that, which is, I know in the case with my parents, you know, they wanted to stay in their home as long as possible. So if they would have gone on a Medicaid-type program, the in-home care that kept them in there, the facility that they wanted to go to, the private room that they enjoyed. They wouldn't have had any of those things.
That's a good point. If they go the route of Medicaid, do you have an idea of the kind of experience somebody may be looking at?
Well, Medicaid can be extremely helpful for those people that need it. What we're talking about this morning and with your listeners are those who don't need it,
okay,
but maybe taking extreme steps in order to qualify for something that's not meant for them. And again, for those that have no resources, Medicaid is a program to help those that really can't help themselves. Or if you have someone, Medicaid planning, that you have one spouse that has a debilitating disease and the other that's healthy, how do you provide income for that person to live on? We would recommend, in addition to working with your financial advisor, that if you're including Medicaid from a planning standpoint, that you work with an elder care attorney.
Absolutely.
That knows the laws in Florida and can work with your advisor on a plan that would be right for you. But manipulating the system by giving money to kids prior to qualifying by Medicaid is something that's not a plan that we would recommend.
Well, and the truth is, John, for our listeners, is it can get them in big trouble, too.
Well, I think so. Sure.
I mean, yes. This is not something that the regulators and judiciary take lightly. And I would agree 1,000% with your recommendation. You know, whenever I've dealt with people that Medicaid is a proper path for them, that I do recommend and have worked with local elder attorneys, estate planning and elder care attorneys that can guide them, because that's not the job of a financial planner or advisor. That's the job of the attorney, because the rules vary by state, as you know,
mm-hmm,
and they need to get good guidance on it, because it is a very specific and deliberate process you have to go through. And you also made another good point. You want to make sure that for a couple that what the fancy word is, a non-institutionalized spouse, the one that is still out in the community who's leading hopefully somewhat of a normal life while having the other person in a facility, is that their needs are met. And I find that there's a real big need for that.
There is. I mean, we're talking about, you know, challenges for retirees, and the challenges are even different for men versus women. So women live longer. They live an average of 5 years more than men, and are 10 times more likely to reach the age of 85. And when you look at 80% of nursing home residents and 75% of assisted living residents are women.
Yeah, and that's entirely because of the longevity. But it's also when a man is needing help, very often there's a woman at home who takes care of him. But if something happens to him, then she very quickly is going to have a propensity to go into the home, a facility sooner. Again, because she lives longer, there's a chance that, you know, she's going to outlive, and then she'll need to go into the facility, and that's where those statistics come from.
That's right. What I really like about today's discussion, David, is that for years, when you think about retirement, people would talk about the values in their IRAs, their investment accounts, their 401k account. They watch the market every day. But the new age or the new dimension of retirement planning, you know this, and you do this with your clients, is you have to talk about out-of-pocket health care expenses. You got to bring long-term care into the discussion because it affects your overall retirement plan. And the good news is there are solutions and there are simpler ways to go about this. We think that the assessment tool is one great way that advisors can help you establish what your out-of-pocket health care expense or your long-term care expense might be. And on nationwide.com/healthcare, you and your advisor can start that discussion.
Well, that
today
was one of the questions I was going to ask, is where we can get that assessment. So it's right on nationwide.com's website /healthcare. John Carter's our guest, president of Nationwide Financial Distributors. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. John Carter, president of Nationwide Financial Distributors. John, I'm actually flattered you're on the program. I know how big Nationwide is, and you've taken the time to be with our listeners today to talk about this very, very important subject of Medicaid planning. And I want you to know, just from the field, if you will, out here providing the service to clients and working with people on a regular basis, that The long-term care Medicaid discussion comes up very often. In fact, I have my questionnaire, my intake process I use when I sit down with somebody for the first time, I have a whole page that we just talk about long-term care. I talk about their health situation, what their plans are. It has to be part of a retirement planning conversation.
Well, thank you, David. Really, really appreciate it. We work with a lot of financial advisors across the state of Florida with many, many firms. And I want to recognize that in your retirement planning, where you do talk about long-term care and you do include health care expenses in retirement, we view that as the new dimension of retirement planning. And at Nationwide Financial, we're focused on giving advisors the tools that they need to help their client with long-term care, out-of-pocket health care expenses, guaranteed income solutions in retirement.
Well, and that really has become, and it's, of course, a funny cliche that, you know, I need the return of my principal, not a return on my principal. And more and more, not only advisors, but again, in the field, this is what I see. I see a lot of people are much more focused on how do I make sure that I have taken care of my retirement income needs? And then how do I deal with all of these other threats? Do you know if you've seen the copy of my book? We sent it to you, John. Have you seen that yet?
I do. I have that in my office.
Oh, cool. Well, there's a whole chapter I want you to, you may find very relevant to this discussion. I have a whole chapter called The Threats to Your Retirement Security. And one of those threats, wouldn't you know it, of course, is this long-term care issue. And because, you know, when somebody thinks about or looks at their retirement, you know, it's kind of like a balloon. And, you know, you want that balloon, that retirement to be really big. But there are all these threats or needles that can pop it. And a person who's thinking, who's either a baby boomer, who's trying to think ahead and plan their retirement, or somebody's already in retirement, they have to look at these different things that can mess them up. And in my planning, you know, this long-term care issue really is one of the major things that can mess up a really nicely put together plan.
Well, and I think that that's the thing that people don't want to talk about long-term care. In our survey, we found that although those of us that will reach the age of 65, 70%, will need assisted living and long-term, will be in a long-term care facility, we can't see ourselves needing that.
So. Yeah, we think we're in that that 30%. That's, you know, that happens to us. Well, you know, I think in life right. We think that, you know, we think that whatever that is going to happen to somebody else. But I have a personal story in my book. I talk about my grandmother, and very fortunately, two things happened as she got older. Number one, she had put money aside for the rainy day in CDs, and I always asked, what's that for, Grandma? And she said, well, that's in case someday I need that for some help. And then when the need arose, she had the money, and that was wonderful, and she was able to stay in her own home and get the health care. Obviously, hitting that head on with some planning is even better, where you've done something to take care of the cost. And these costs, I know the other issue here, John, is that the costs go up every year.
Well, they go up every year, but what you just described was her taking... She maintained control
exactly.
In retirement. She didn't give up control. And I think that where this has become more urgent is that corporate retiree benefits are shrinking. People are living longer. We are all aware of the cost of chronic care and that rise in expense. But also, you know, with families moving apart, there's a reduced availability for home health care, too. So that plus...
Oh, that John, right? the average distance, I read this the other day, average distance, and you may have this statistic already, but average distance between family members in the United States is over 1,000 miles.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Well, it's like 1,200 miles average distance. You think about how is somebody who lives in, you know, the son lives in New York, mom's in Boca.
Right.
You know, and I actually have had this happen with one of my own clients where she was here, the sons were up in the Carolinas, and, you know, we began to notice some things, and she ended up, you know, moving up there to be with them.
Wow. Well, this definitely is a family discussion, and starting the conversation, you know, is important to do as soon as possible. And with this survey, hearing that over half of the financial advisors who have clients with more than $250,000 in investable assets inquiring about this impoverishment as a mm-hmm. as a strategy is something that we know we can do. We know we can do better. I would encourage your listeners to take the assessment on nationwide.com/healthcare. Talk to your advisor, tell them that you heard about this on today's show, and get the dialogue started, because there are great solutions that can meet the needs, both income needs that you may have and long-term care needs that you may have as well. But just leaving it up to an already strained government program for those that have asked that seems so drastic to me.
It is drastic, and I'll tell you what else it is, John, and this is where I think people need to keep this in mind, and a lot of people feel this way. You know, there's a moral issue here. There's an ethical issue. You know, are you really going to lie or skirt the rules to try to get something that's really not intended for you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the South, as you know, John, and there's an old Southern comedian I grew up listening to as a kid, Jerry Clower. You probably heard that name. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a little, one of his jokes or little things he said, and I have it in the second book I sent you, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. And the quote is, some people would rather climb a tree and tell you a lie than stand on the ground and tell you the truth. I'd rather be on the ground. And I think that a lot of people, you know, the people that are trying to find a solution, you know, seeking out help, going to your website, nationwide.com/healthcare, taking the assessment, figuring out something that you can do for yourself so that you don't have to pretend to be something you're not, to qualify for something that's not intended for you.
Yeah, and talk about it.
And talk about it. Have a conversation.
As much as you talk about the markets and your investment account, talk about it. And I think with more people entering into Medicaid, it's going to be harder and harder and harder for those that aren't impoverished to prove that.
And they're going to tighten the rules. You know it's coming.
You know it's coming.
Yeah.
So let's
just
get the dialogue going now.
Well, thank you for the dialogue today, John. We're out of time. John Carter's been our guest, president of Nationwide Financial Distributors. Website is nationwide.com/healthcare. John, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thanks, David.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.